Our partners in London had a report that will not go down well amongst the South Africans who are watching from afar what's happening at BRICS. It appears as though Vladimir Putin is trying to bring his friends onto the battlefield, not just as observers, but actually as participants. Let's pick it up from the FT News Briefing.
South Korea has strongly urged Russia not to deploy North Korean troops to fight on its side in Ukraine. Seoul says North Korean commandos are already on Russian territory and preparing for battle. Christian Davies has been covering the story for the FT, and he joins me now. Hi, Christian.
Hello.
All right. What do we know so far about the presence of North Korean soldiers in Ukraine?
Last week, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters in Brussels that up to 10,000 North Korean troops were being prepared to be deployed to the war in Ukraine. And that was met with some skepticism with Western officials. However, a couple of days later, the South Korean National Intelligence Service published images it said were satellite images of ships taking North Korean troops to the Russian Far East, where they are allegedly being prepared, kitted out with Russian uniforms, Russian weapons, and even with fake IDs, making it seem as if they are residents of regions of Siberia, with a view to being deployed on the front line. And of course, this would be a very big development, because we're talking about the internationalization and to some extent the globalization of the Ukraine war now.
Well, what has Russia said about these North Korean troops?
I think it's very telling that actually this week the Kremlin dodged the question, saying simply that North Korea is our close neighbor and partner. We are developing our relations in every area and that this is our sovereign right. But they also said this should not raise any concerns for anyone because this cooperation is not directed against third countries, i.e. South Korea or anyone else. Now, of course, South Korea doesn't feel that way. South Korea is worried that in the event of a conflict or a crisis on the Korean Peninsula, that North Korea's support for Russia would be reciprocated.
And I'm also wondering, what does the presence of troops in Russia tell us about where North Korea stands in the world right now?
Well, as recently as 2017, both China and Russia agreed to sign up to very harsh sanctions on North Korea. But that has really fallen apart as the relationship between the US and China, and also the US and Western countries and Russia, has deteriorated in the last few years. This has really given an opportunity for North Korea to emerge from a state of total or near total isolation into having some powerful allies again, like it did during the Cold War. North Korea may not be good at many things, but military hardware, it has some formidable stocks. And actually, those supplies do appear to have made a difference on the battlefield. And so to some extent, we are graduating to the next logical step, which is the provision of soldiers. And of course, giving soldiers as opposed to just military hardware would give Pyongyang much more leverage with Russia in terms of making demands in return.
Christian, what's your takeaway from all this?
I think that conflicts that until relatively recently were seen as quite isolated from each other are increasingly being seen by strategists as linked. In a sense, we are moving back into a Cold War type era where blocs are confronting each other and therefore tensions and crises can easily spread from one part of the world to the next. The question now is, well, Russia is escalating the conflict by, it seems, bringing in North Korean soldiers. And so how are the Western powers going to respond?
Christian Davies is the FT's Seoul Bureau Chief. Thanks, Christian.
Thank you very much.
Our partners at Bloomberg have got a couple of stories in the news headlines that I want to share with you. The one is on a story we ran yesterday from our other partners, the Financial Times in London, which broke it, the issue that Putin is now putting North Korean troops into the front line to fight against Ukraine. It wasn't just an FT speculation. There's a lot more happening on that front. Let's hear.
The U.S. says North Korean troops are in Russia to aid in the fight against Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called the situation very, very serious. Austin also said that what the soldiers were doing in Russia was left to be seen. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says the possibility of North Korean troops arriving in Russia is concerning.
We do not yet know whether these soldiers will enter into combat alongside the Russian military, but this is certainly a highly concerning probability.
That's White House National Security Advisor John Kirby. Now, officials from both South Korea and Ukraine say the alliance between Moscow and Pyongyang is growing stronger and evolving beyond transferring weapons. Moscow is working to push Ukrainian forces from its Kursk region while maintaining pressure on its front line in Ukraine.
And in South Africa, here's Rob Herzog. You know, it reminded me a lot when I was listening both yesterday to the FT and this morning to what Bloomberg is saying about Putin and North Korea, to what Franz Cronier said at one of our conferences with the old socialist or Soviet way was push the bayonet in until you hit steel. And it seems like the West is just a lying mush, but this could be a moment of steel with North Korean troops actually getting involved.
Look, firstly, the North Korean troops have never really been tested in battle. You know, that's a country on the brink of starvation. I'm sure they're sending some of their crack troops. And I actually, in a weird way, think this is a positive thing because it might shake the West off its rather weak and pathetic posture vis-a-vis Ukraine. Whether the North Korean troops can make any difference or not against battle-hardened Ukrainians on behalf of Russians that are kind of running out of manpower, I don't know. But what it might do is trigger other non-NATO countries into stepping up support for Ukraine. And wouldn't it be nice if South Koreans stepped up on the side of Ukraine? Or more importantly, America and NATO allowed the Ukrainians to hammer targets in Russia using the weaponry that they have. And it might trigger that, which would be a good thing. So maybe this is a positive.